Misty Chestnut, an assistant principal at Geyer High School, stops sophomore Arturo Lara in the counseling center.
Hey, did you talk to Mr. Porter about your tests?
Oh yeah, I think.
Do you have a B now?
89.
Yeah. Chestnut is willing to try anything, even a high five, to get Arturo into college. And the many kids like him at Geyer who come from immigrant families. Her school is mostly white. A quarter of the students are Latino.
I feel like that particular group on our campus is disenfranchised.
The obstacles to college? Money, of course, but also knowing how to apply, when to take the SAT and ACT tests, how to find scholarships, how to fill out the forms for federal student aid, known as FAFSA.
They don't want to fill out this paperwork. There's fear of being tracked. There's just a lot of different additional blocks for this particular population of kiddos that isn't necessarily addressed through programs that we've done for college readiness in the past.
It's so complex just to apply for FAFSA or just to apply to a university. Lots of paperwork, and a lot of times they just give up.
Rosanna Boyd is director of the Bilingual Teacher Certification Program at the University of North Texas. She sent a dozen UNT students to Geyer High this fall and last spring as mentors, students who understand these obstacles. Emily Avila, a sophomore at Geyer, really liked talking with her mentor every week.
Money problems was what we had for the connection. I know that she told me her story and actually connected to mine. And she told me how she did it, and it gave me an idea of how I could do it later for college.
No one in Emily's family has been to college. She had never been on a college campus until her mentor showed her around UNT.
They told me about all these scholarships and money they can give you. I really thought about actually going to college.
UNT master's student Elia Alducin Garcia mentored a few kids at Geyer this fall.
I'm going to be the first one to have a master's in my family. That makes me so proud, and I know that it makes proud my mom, especially when she goes and cleans houses and comes back home and thinks, well, my daughter is doing what I wanted to do, and I didn't have the chance.
Alducin Garcia wanted to hold the kids' hands all the way through the application process, but she found that some things they have to figure out on their own.
I show them how much they can make after they finish high school, how much they make with an associate's degree, with a bachelor's degree. Some of them seem not to understand, and I look at them and I think to myself, well, I didn't understand this until I was 27.
She felt like she had some successes as a mentor. Her biggest challenge was the boys.
They were just laughing. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. So I didn't know how to control them.
Having more men as mentors is a high priority for the next time around. There are positive signs from the first mentored group at Geyer. They took the practice SAT last weekend, a step toward getting on the college track. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.